Now, the rest of the story. Floyd had never imagined such an outlandish thing happening to him. That's saying a lot, considering the outlandish things that had already happened to him. But in any event, the possibility of being kidnapped had never occurred to Floyd Collins. Yet sometime late in the night of March 18, 1929, kidnappers crept up on him where he lay unsuspecting and spirited him away. I'll mention here, in case you've not already recognized his name, that Floyd Collins, in his day, was among the best-known spelunkers anywhere. A cave explorer. But this is the rest of the story. In the 1920s, they called them cave wars, because back then, cave exploration had thoroughly captured the public imagination, particularly in Kentucky, the home state of the famous Mammoth Cave. The operators of rival caves went to great lengths to promote their geological curiosities, and the most spectacular spelunker of those times was this young man named Floyd Collins. It was he who had discovered Crystal Cave on his own father's farm, and who performed the first daring explorations of nearby Sand Cave while he was attempting to discover a passageway between Crystal and Mammoth. In 1927, a man named Harry Thomas bought Crystal Cave for $10,000. The cave itself and the exploitation rights thereto. And exploit the cave he did. He turned it into a full-blown tourist attraction. He even got Floyd Collins himself, then years retired from spelunking, to stay nearby to welcome tourists. At the height of the cave wars, it was a masterstroke of public relations. "Come to Crystal Cave," the ads said, "and meet its discoverer, the one and only Floyd Collins." And Floyd hardly minded. He was always a friendly sort anyway. But nobody could have guessed that Floyd Collins was about to pay for his high-profile reputation. He'd been doing PR for Crystal Cave for almost 2 years when suddenly one night he was kidnapped. Owner-proprietor Harry Thomas summoned authorities from far and wide. There was dusting for fingerprints. There were bloodhounds sent dashing across the countryside with Floyd's scent in their noses. And by the end of that first day, Floyd was found. His kidnappers had left him tied up in some underbrush by the Green River, and they had fled. Floyd Collins returned to his retirement job as a tourist attraction. His kidnappers were never discovered. They remain unknown to this day. Some say they were rival cave operators. Others suggest that Harry Thomas hired the kidnapping done just to give his own cave's business a boost. But this much more you'd ought to know. The most harrowing experience of Floyd Collins' career had occurred 4 years previous. In the winter of 1925, when he had been trapped for weeks 60 feet underground while exploring Sand Cave. He had been trapped for weeks, and rescue efforts failed. Floyd Collins never emerged from Sand Cave alive. And yet promoter Harry Thomas kept Floyd's body on display in the cave he had discovered even after the corpse napping, and it was only this year, that Floyd Collins was laid to rest once and for all, officially, ceremoniously buried in a grave in the ground that had swallowed him alive more than 64 years ago. And now, you know, the rest of the story.